CNN Sanchez after rebuttal to CNN fact check. Getting to the truth is a process not as cut and dry as it may seem. By Ian Hanchett on July 19, 2024. On Thursday, CNN News Central, Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, pushed back on a fact check by CNN of his statement on the Biden administration pushing electric tanks, prompting co-host Boris Sanchez to state that getting to the truth is a process. It's not as cut and dry as it may seem sometimes. Waltz stated, "I have heard Bloomberg reporting the U.S. Army putting its electric tanks on hold because they have to further invest in and develop the battery technology. I have testimony with the Secretary of the Army on this issue. I have the budget where they're investing in research and development on electric fighting vehicles. In addition to the non-tactical vehicle that was mentioned in that climate strategy. So, I would just suggest that Daniel Dale sit down with the chairman of the Readiness Committee who reviews and approves these budgets and has the testimony and has the actual facts before he questions someone's credibility on national television." Sanchez responded, "I'm sure that he would be more than happy to sit down." Waltz then cut in to say, "Well, he should do that before he publicly puts it, it's forever on the internet. He said it on air. And when we talk about misleading, he's misleading the public. And so, if he's misleading on, I have all the facts. If he's misleading on that, what else is he misleading on?" Sanchez then said, "You're getting an opportunity to respond to it now, and I know. As you know, Congressman, getting to the truth is a process. It's not as cut and dry as it may seem sometimes." Waltz responded, "But literally minutes after my speech, he's telling the world I'm misleading. There's no way he could review the Army's budget. The research and development, the testimony that I personally received under oath, or how about just Google and get the facts?" Sanchez responded, "As I said, it's a process. I'm sure he did some research. I would love to have you both on to discuss it at the same time." Waltz said that he is willing to discuss the issue with Dale. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.